KRDU News time is 12:40. Let's head over here to the KRDU Newsline. Now I'm joined by Tima Bell with Relativity Architects. And Tima, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDU's Midday Edition.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about what you and your firm do as you're expanding, I guess, eastward now, making your way from L.A. here to the Colorado Springs market.
Yes. So we were based in founded in 2013 in Los Angeles. My partner Scott Sullivan and I founded Relativity, and you know, we specialize in a lot of different areas. And as we've grown in the California market and started actually to grow internationally, we're also opening an office in Madrid. We felt that there was an opportunity in the middle states, in Colorado specifically, that would assist us to kind of branch out. We do have some things going on in Colorado, which kind of pointed that as the right place to start, which I'd love to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about those. It's also kind of what specifically drew your attention to Colorado.
So Colorado is a wonderful halfway point. I personally own land in Mount Blanco in both Huerfano and Castilla County. Down in southern Colorado, we love Denver, obviously, and the Rockies are super special. And it being a central state allows us to address states like Texas and other ones in the surrounds, but staying in, you know, one of the most beautiful states in the union. So there is the advantage of being in such a beautiful place. What sort of sparked it for us was a number of things. One of our clients, I can't mention them on the air, but they've got a number of resorts throughout the Rockies and in the mountains. And nationally, they have over 13,000 keys of hospitality. And we started doing work for them in Colorado and realized this is just a great place to base our newest extension of Relativity Architects.
And when it comes to different architectural firms, really what you guys are doing at Relativity is state-of-the-art and really incorporating a lot of new technology that sooner than later will become kind of the new norm.
Absolutely. So it's important to note we are not big on single-family residences. Colorado is big on single-family residences. It's one of the most beautiful places to build those. That's not what we do. We bring to the table experience with, legislation-intensive areas or typologies in architecture, like affordable housing, rehabilitation of affordable housing units, as well as motion picture studios. And one of the biggest things that we do is ADA compliance. I'll talk a little bit more about that, but I just want to say between hospitality, affordable housing, and what we call content creation spaces, whether they're, recording studios, motion picture studios, gonzo studios, all different types of ways of creating content. Those are the three areas that we specialize in, and we are in the forefront of the technological aspects, whether it be LED walls, remote access spaces, assisted senior living. I mean, across the board, we're always relearning and growing and moving forward in those realms, in those typologies of architecture.
And, you know, you mentioned affordable housing. That's also a, you know, very, you know, key word, kind of a buzz term, really around the industry. But how can you kind of start looking at things from that affordable, you know, standpoint, even when it comes to the architectural design, things like that, from blueprints on up?
Sure. It's exciting to design a nightclub or a restaurant, which is something that we specialize in I've built those in over 20 years. But when you build a home for either a currently homeless individual or someone that needs some assistance in surviving, it's magnificently soul fulfilling. And we create places to live. As pretty much anyone who lives in a place that they own or an apartment building that they care for, when you have a place, you take care of it. And that's something that really is affirming and life affirming, because if you can start taking care of where you live, then you can start taking care of many other things in your life. And we are, you know, super fluent, as it were, in the language of the government requirements, The understanding developers and the financial process that they have to go through, which is different than any other way of building. We understand the NIMBYism and how to turn it to YIMBYism. We basically grasp the full nature of developing and designing and creating affordable housing. It is not some Soviet bloc concrete building. These are beautiful spaces with gardens, and they ideally will have services that will assist the tenants to living productive lives in a community. And we have, beyond just the typical maybe 20, 40, or 100 unit buildings, we are looking at, you know, low rise, sort of higher density units, bungalow style, which add to a community or a neighborhood. We have a lot of really great thoughts. We're on panels, we're on organizations. We're involved in that affordable discussion nationwide, in addition to Southern and Northern California and Washington State as well. So we bring that experience to the table. And sorry, I'm running on a bit, but recently there was some affordable housing built in, you know, some of the lower income areas of Colorado down in the South. And we saw that banks and lenders are now realizing that it is a viable opportunity to both support the community. Everyone, you know, gets some financial compensation for it. It's not a losing effort. And I have a feeling in Colorado, you're going to start seeing some more of these types of buildings and developments come across, because people need to live inside. They need to have some ownership of their spaces.
Tima Bell with Relativity in Architects, we appreciate your time joining us here on KRDO News Radio. And how can we get more information about you guys as you continue to move into the area?
No problem. The company name, the company website is www.studioofrelativity.com. But if you search for Relativity Architects, you're going to pull up our website. That's the best place to see our work. Contact us, email all the way through. Super happy to be part of this, and thank you for letting me talk a bit about my business and how we're looking forward to being a part of the architectural community and the growing, you know, care of people in Colorado.